welcome everybody to the Nintendo Now Blogspot Podcast Webisode 2!
Woo!
We got a few more people this week, so I'm going to go around the table and introduce everybody again. Starting at the other end of the table is Doom Michaels.
Pleasure to be here, Rummy.
Mother Brain.
Hi.
John Savage is with us again.
Hey, hey.
So is Nikki Hill.
Welcome back.
Myself, Rummy Cowboy. Hi. Nintendo's here.
Yo, yo, yo.
And Mr. Brian.
Hello.
So we put our podcast up on iTunes. We are the second most relevant show as far as Nintendo podcasts are concerned. So that's good news. We have over 100 subscribers.
Woo-hoo!
Yeah.
Woo-hoo! Yeah.
So welcome to everybody who hasn't checked out the site yet. You can go to the site at nintendonow.blogspot.com. There's message boards. There's email. There's comments on every story. So feel free to check it out. We're going to start off, and most of the show is going to be about just the news that happened this week, the bigger news stories anyway, so we're going to get started.
Woo!
So over on Amazon.com, their French site, a listing for the Revolution popped up, and it said it's going to launch at $300 and come out June 15th. Right now it's just a rumor, but everybody's wondering if they actually have some information and that's why they put that up, or if it's just a placeholder, or nobody really knows. What do you guys think?
I'm hoping that that's relevant. I'd like to hear some news sometime soon.
Sweet.
Well, we're all aching for news, but I just don't know why Amazon.com would hear these things before anyone else.
The same thing goes with that whole IMDb story about the characters and their voices being played by 50 Cent. And then, like, where do these people get their information where we can't?
And the only other thing I heard from somebody else is that when those release dates pop up, sometimes they use, like, the 1st, the 15th, and the 30th just as placeholders in their website. So we'll just have to wait and see. It's probably not going to hold up, but you never know. Next up is Spong.com, Sponge.com, Spung.com, no idea. But they're a well-known site for all type of video game information, but they're also well-known for not being very reliable. This Friday, they announced that the Revolution will be shown at the Tokyo Game Show during Mr. Iwata's keynote speech. Mr. Iwata is the president of Nintendo, and he will be speaking on September 17th at like 9 in the morning or something like that. But Spong, whatever, they say that the news is going to come out on the 17th as far as the controller, the graphics, the price, everything. It's all going to be announced then. So nobody knows whether to believe it or not, because it's just a rumor for now, and Spong isn't very reliable, so what do you think?
I feel like a kid waiting for Christmas. I'm very excited, and any news I can get, like I said, I'm excited for it. And, you know, waiting is half the fun, so hopefully we'll hear little tidbits here and there to keep us going until we finally know exactly what's going on.
Well, who
it's
thinks...
It's not that, they didn't win, you know? Like, when are they going to do
yeah,
what other
yeah.
conventions come
I'm sure if they don't announce everything, they'll at least announce, like, something as far as when they're going to say information, or just some stuff. Because, they said... Nintendo said they're going to talk in the Revolution, or about the Revolution, before the year's end, and you're going to know everything. So while they might not say everything at the Tokyo Game Show, they should say something. Who here thinks that something will be, that all the information will come out that
no
day?
No way.
At least some of it.
Do we really want to rely on something called Spong?
I believe the controller will be revealed.
Yeah,
something.
I think the controller is a big part
They're
of it.
They're going to just
so.
Keep people stringing along.
I think we'll just get another teaser trailer.
Yeah, it seems more their style. I think they're not gonna, you know, blow their whole load at once.
Well, they have to, at some point, come forth with the information, and it has to be before the year's over, so...
How come?
I don't know, because that's what Iwata said, and if he doesn't do what he said, then there's gonna be a lot of angry people, especially taking into consideration, like, the Zelda delay, and Metroid Prime Hunter's delay, which is actually good, but we'll get to that later.
Who cares, man? I mean, once June 15th comes, we'll have our own revolutions, right?
Yeah.
Right?
In France.
So you're saying you're okay with just waiting until then, you don't want to know any information, and you're just going to buy it?
I was just joking.
I know.
Rummy, you were the kind of kid who needed to know what your Christmas presents were before Christmas even came along. I like the surprise.
Well, I like to know what I'm buying. That's the other thing. All the speculation and everything can reach a point where people just get too angry to care anymore, and I don't know when we're gonna reach that level, but it seems like people are getting pretty fed up right now, so.
I'd just be happy to know what it was.
Yeah, the controller and the graphics are the two big things, so hopefully we'll get to see at least one of those. But I think the main reason they're coming forth with this information is because it's a pretty good chance of it happening. And if it does happen, they can say they broke the story first, and it gives them more credit with everybody else. So I think they're just using that to get their site's name out there as a credible source.
Good things come to those who wait.
Did you hear that, people?
And the Revolution crowd's waited a real long time, so...
It'll be worth it.
Speaking of waiting, Twilight Princess information. Apparently at Leipzig, at the games convention, if you went to Nintendo's booth and checked out the demo, you could, the demo for Twilight Princess, you could talk to some of the people at the booth. Apparently they were saying that a collector's edition for Twilight Princess is going to ship when the game comes out. And it will be a big enough bonus to make you forget that the game was ever delayed. So do you think that's just a line of bull, or they got something really big in the works?
Well, I don't know what's going to be worth the delay. I mean, I've been waiting for this game ever since before the Wind Waker came out when I saw those Space World screens. I don't know about everybody else.
I do remember that.
So, I mean, I don't know if, you know, what it's going to be. Is it going to be like a whole other game? Because that's what I want, Miyamoto. Give it to me.
Well, there's that rumor of Ocarina of Time being remade with the realistic style graphics, but I doubt that that's true. But would you be happy if that was the bonus?
I mean, yes, of course I'd be happy, but again, like, I'm going to be playing Twilight Princess. What am I going to need a remake of Ocarina for? I mean, Ocarina's a classic. I have it on the GameCube on the special edition disc. I don't really need it remade.
And I liked that they put out Ocarina that kind of helped you wait it out until Wind Waker came out, but you can kind of play that, and it tided you over long enough. Both are coming out at the same time. The special edition comes out with Twilight Princess. It's going to be overshadowed.
Yeah, I think the main thing is that people are upset about the wait, but they know that it'll just come out as a better product in the end. And as far as special editions coming out, I'm sure there will be one, but I don't know if whatever comes with it will be good enough so that everybody forgets about the delay. I think people will forget about the delay once the game actually comes out and you can play it, then it won't really matter anymore. But maybe they have something in store that's really cool. Well, the wait. Another waiting situation. The GameCube is coming out in a bundle. This isn't a rumor. This is already out in stores. This is a GameCube bundle with Super Smash Bros. Melee, which is still to this date the number one selling game on the GameCube. I don't know why it took them until now to put out the bundle, because I think it would have been a great idea maybe like a year or so after the game came out, but not this far along. Do you think this is going to get people to go out and buy the system?
I don't think so. I mean, I think if you're going to own a cube, you own a cube. You're not going to just buy it for Melee. As much as I love Melee, I think it's awesome game,
anybody that already, like Super Smash Bros. Already has a GameCube and the game.
Yeah,
so, and if
yeah,
not, they're playing it with friends. I mean, you need more.
The only thing I can think of is that you're getting Smash Bros. And a GameCube for $99, and people that are just heard about Zelda or the Zelda delay or waiting might pick this up now and play it and just enjoy that until Twilight Princess comes out. So if anything, it's more of a push for Twilight Princess, I think.
Yeah, people that were holding out for system.
Yeah. Speaking of other systems, the Game Boy Advance SP is coming out in two new colors, graphite and pearl blue, and are going to be priced $80 just like the other ones. I know Nintendo loves to do their colors and everything and wide variety, but I don't know if it needs to be done, especially now that the Micro is coming out on September 19th.
I agree, I think it's stupid.
I don't think it'll get people to buy anymore Game Boy Advance SPs, but I could be wrong. I mean, one of the big selling points about the Game Boy Advance SP is the wide variety of colors it comes in, and the Micro is coming out with all the faceplates too, so I don't know. We'll have to wait and see what happens.
You have three different games, or platforms, or whatever, that are running the same exact games. You have SP, the Micro now coming out, and the DS. I don't know if they really have to keep pushing the SP as much.
Yeah, I don't think they need to. I think they should focus on the Micro, but I guess they just want to attract people with new colors and a lower price point if you're not interested in what the DS has to offer. But
and how could you not do?
I don't know, because we all have them. So.
Touchscreen makes everything better.
And perhaps sometime down the road, the graphite and pearl blue will be collector's items of some sort. You know, they came out late in the game, and Maybe someday if you have one, maybe you'll make some money off of it.
Maybe they should put them out for the DS.
So everybody go out and buy them right now. yeah, there's a rumor of a pink DS coming out. With
yes!
Fantastic.
You can check it out over at the Nintendogs website, nintendogs.com. In like the diary section, there's a girl playing a pink DS.
Of
and they're asking,
it's a girl.
They're asking if they want, if we want the pink one to be brought over to the U.S., so...
Yes.
You
yes,
can go talk about it over there. Speaking of the DS, Metroid Pinball is coming out for DS on October 24th. And it's shipping with an extra peripheral that's a rumble pack that goes in the Game Boy Advance slot of your DS. So when you hit the flippers and the bumpers and fighting enemies and stuff like that, it'll rumble. I think it's a really cool idea. I know some people have some worries.
Oh, you're looking at me. Yeah, I mean, I might have a worry or two. I guess the rumble, you know, it's worked before in the past. I mean, I'd be a little nervous about putting some sort of rumble cartridge into my DS just because I don't know, you know, how if it would shake anything up. Probably not. I don't think Nintendo would put out any, you know, anything that's going to ruin any of the systems. But my complaint is with Metroid Pinball. I mean, I don't know much about the game, but if it's just pinball, is it just the pinball?
It's pinball, but it's set in the Metroid universe.
I mean, that doesn't sound interesting to me. If you're going to make a game with marbles or something, Marble Madness DS is what I want. I don't want any Metroid Pinball. I mean, if you're going to make a Metroid game, don't do it, you know, don't do some spin-off. And that wasn't a joke.
Well put.
Seriously, I think, you know, that's the wrong thing to do with Metroid, but, you know, whatever.
It'll sell.
Yeah, there's a lot of debate on whether people think the game is a good idea or not, because they don't want to ruin the integrity of the franchise as far as it being one of the more mature titles that Nintendo has. And, I don't know, I can understand where they got the idea from, and I'm sure it'll be a fun game to play. I don't think they're going to do any more with the character as far as, like, putting Samus into anything else besides like the pinball game of Smash Brothers, but we'll have to wait and see.
Is it gonna be in first person?
I
hope not.
It's just gonna be the bouncing your ball.
It's gonna be first person as a ball and not fun at all.
Moving right along.
Also coming out around the holiday times, possibly, is a Christmas version of Nintendogs.
Nintendogs!
I don't. Well, okay.
Nice to have.
I don't know. What could possibly be in this version of the game? If it's going to be all Christmas-themed items, or like stuff you put in your house, or
it's Nintendo's holiday and friends. Lest we forget other holidays that are celebrating the winter.
So we're gonna have like dogs with the yarmulkes on them,
and why
like
shouldn't
that.
We?
Well, that's fine. I just don't know if we need a Nintendo's release that has that stuff in it.
Yeah, is that weird?
Dog bones in a menorah.
But we know Nintendo loves to accessorize, so I'm sure people will buy it, and you never know. Once we hear more about it, maybe we'll all really be excited about it. But as for now, it's just a rumor. Back to something that isn't a rumor. Square Enix, more lovingly known as Squeenix, has merged, or has given an offer to Taito to take them in under their wing, and they'll produce games together. They'll be one of the bigger mergers besides the stuff that EA has done. So, Taito's known for more computer stuff, Bubble Bobble, like the Puzzle Bobble stuff like that. They are bigger. I don't know if they need to merge. I think too many companies are merging right now. And the only good thing about it, I think, is trying to guess what the name's going to come out to be.
I also think with the merger, we're going to see more Square Enix games on PC, because they are more of a PC developer. I hope that might be the reason they're actually doing the merger in the first place.
Yeah, that's true, and both Square Enix and Taito are good at supporting Nintendo, so hopefully it'll be a good deal for Nintendo along the way. I'm sure it'll be a good deal for everybody, but we'll have to wait and see.
What was the name we're pulling for?
Squeenixito. Squeenixito?
You heard it here first.
Squeenixito. It's official.
Squeenix.
Squeenix.
Squeenix. Heard it here first, like she said.
Go ahead and start a message board thread about all the stupid names it could be. Maybe we'll have a contest in the future or something. Something that started out this week as a rumor but is now true, Mario, Peach, and Luigi will all be showing up in the new SSX On Tour game coming out for Cube, Xbox, and PS2, but of course Mario and all them will only be in the GameCube one. A lot of people are complaining that these other companies are buying Nintendo's characters, rights, and just milking the franchises and ruining integrity of the characters again. I don't know what you guys think about it, but
I think it's a dumb idea. I don't really like the SSX series.
Yeah, I'm not a big fan.
Putting Mario into it.
Yeah, I don't think
it's not going to sell any more games than an SSX.
Well, see, that's the thing. Like when NBA Street came out, Volume 3, it had Mario, Peach, and Luigi in it, and it sold the most out of all three of them. And the same thing with like Soul Calibur with
Lincoln. Maybe had better controls?
I mean, it wouldn't make me buy it just because they were in it, but apparently people do buy it, so I think it's like EA needs more money. They're going to throw people in there and get more money out of the deal anyway, so.
Here's what I'm thinking. When you're a kid, you're watching your sitcom, your favorite sitcom, Full House. Full House then goes to Disney World, and it's more fun to watch them out of their element. It's cool to see those characters out of their element doing something different. It's novel, it's catchy.
And what happened after the Full House group went to Disney? They got canceled.
Oh.
Because
well,
they were running out of ideas. We rest our case.
Jump the show.
Well put.
I'm sorry to all the Full House fans out there, all one of you.
And that would be me.
Kuya's crying right now.
Metroid Prime Hunters was delayed, but for a very good reason. The game's been delayed forever. It came out as a demo when the DS came out.
It's been delayed because it doesn't exist. Get that through your skull.
So, last time, or just recently when it was delayed, people were complaining that it got delayed, and that there was no talk of Wi-Fi play in it, which it would be a huge part of Metroid Prime Hunters, because it's basically a deathmatch game. So, while it was delayed, Nintendo announced a couple days later that Wi-Fi will be in the game, so that's most likely the reason for the delay, so that should please a lot of fans. Are you guys willing to wait a couple more months so you can play Deathmatch over the internet?
No. I don't have a DS.
That makes me sad that they didn't include it right from the beginning.
Yeah, it seems like the perfect flagship game for Wi-Fi. I mean, Mario Kart's great too, and Animal Crossing, but if you're gonna have like a Deathmatch game, like internet support would seem like a major part of it, so I think they'll do a good job with it and do it right, but we're gonna have to wait with just like a lot of other Nintendo
titles.
All
we do is wait!
But we know we wait for a good reason, so. Resident Evil DS Deadly Silence was announced.
Woo!
It looks like a remake. It looks to be a remake of the first one done from like a different perspective, and I know you can use the knife in first person. And zombies now leave rooms and attack you while you're in rooms, coming in and out all different times. There's going to be new puzzles and new story branches, but it's still a remake of the first one. And I know a lot of us don't think that there needs to be another remake of the first Resident Evil for any systems. I would have rather have seen 2 or 3, or I don't know if they could have done Code Rock or anything, but how do you guys feel about it?
Look at it this way. Now you can be afraid of zombies wherever you go.
That's right. You can bring a zombie with you wherever you want.
I'm not going to be afraid of it because I know what's around every corner. I've played the game since I was like 12. I played the director's cut. I played the regular. I played the remake. We don't need any more. I mean, if you're going to remake something, remake 2 on the GameCube. Hear me, GameCube developers or Capcom or whoever. I don't want to play it. Resident Evil 1 on the DS. I don't want to play it again. I want to play something new. I mean, the DS is perfect for setting standards, man. You know what I'm talking about.
What if you could poke
the zombies
with your fingers on the
touchscreen?
Oh!
Like,
yeah,
poke.
That's what I
want to
know what you do. What
right in the
poke.
Eyeball.
That is a fine idea.
Yeah, man, I mean, I'll poke zombies in the eye. That's cool.
It's all it takes to make the man happy.
Well, like, I don't know. We don't have the official information, but I don't think too much is going to be different, so.
Push him around all day
it's
long.
Like
get out of here!
You push him out the front door. No weapons. No violence. It's rated E for everyone.
Well, let me say it for you, Romy.
Shoes on.
Let me say it for you. We'll just have to wait and see.
Oh, I'm sorry, but that's the way the news is with Nintendo. A lot
Probably
of it's rumors.
Havoc's physics engine, so you can like, lift them up like rag dolls and chuck them.
I don't know if the DS could handle that physics engine. I don't know, I'm sure they could do something to it, but like Michael said, it'll be a lot better if they did something new and fresh. Like, for Game Boy Color, they did Resident Evil Gaiden. While, like, it came out at the end of Game Boy Color's years, it was a good game and it was a lot of fun, but nobody really knew about it, so we'll have to see how this one goes over. I'm sure it'll sell a good amount, but I don't think there'll be much innovation there.
Barry Burton better be in it, and there better be some cheesy dialogue.
A Jibble sandwich. Yeah.
The master of unlocking. That's the only thing that's going to get me through this.
Yeah, that's a good question, actually. I wonder if the voiceovers will be in there, or any voiceovers at all, or if they're just going to go all text. Because there is a lot of voiceovers there. I don't know if the DS can do it or not. Another rumor for the week, with the success of Nintendogs in Japan and the seeming success of Nintendogs in America.
Nintendogs!
There's rumors of Nintendcats coming out. In an interview, it was announced that recordings of cats' meows and stuff has already been done, and they already worked on some models of cats before Nintendogs even came out because they weren't sure what they wanted to do. But Miyamoto is sort of a dog breeder, so he gave it the push for dogs, and that's why dogs
came out.
In real life, he plays the banjo and he breeds dogs.
That's amazing.
So if Nintendcats came out, would you guys be interested in it?
I don't think so.
No,
I think cats are stupid.
Nobody likes cats.
You can't really teach them a lot of tricks.
And they like to keep to themselves.
Yeah, they have hair balls.
I mean, if I wanted to put my DS down on the table and just like walk away from it, then yeah, I'd love that game. But,
yeah,
what cats do?
You'd
they
just
don't
be
play.
Watching it sit in the windowsill most of the day. And then just, like, feed it.
Stupid fur bags.
Maybe watch it go to the bathroom in a litter box. Oh, you can scoop the litter box. That'll be a fun,
maybe you
a
could,
fun
hour. Well, I do enjoy picking up Nintendog poop, I have to admit it.
Yeah, it's but that's picking it up. That's
satisfying.
Not, like, scooping through it and sifting out the litter.
Well, maybe you could go to the store and buy better litter and stuff like that. You could get the robotic,
Maybe you could potty train your Nintendcat.
Oh, I can get the robotic litter toilet. Box. That way I don't have to do anything for this cat.
You gotta work for it, though.
And spend the money to buy the game.
Maybe Nintendogs and Nintendogs will link together and you can have, like,
cat-chasing
competitions
and
stuff like that. Think about it.
Do they have cat shows? I mean, they must.
Yeah, there's cat shows, right?
Like dog
animals.
Shows?
Yeah, there's cat shows.
Yeah, dog show cat shows.
You know what I mean?
No, there's
I said they released Nintendogs and Nintendogs, and we can have a little Looney Tunes thing going on.
I think Nintendogs would be a better idea than Nintendogs.
It would be noisy. Well, let's not bash it. We don't know if it's for sure coming. We bashed enough.
The Rumble Pack could be used for purring or sifting through the litter.
That's a good idea.
Yeah, I'll put that down my pants.
I want it. Well, I think we're definitely going to get it if that happens. And the Rumble Pack will be out by then, so you never know. So, yeah,
listen,
talk
there's
about...
somebody out there for it.
Talk about that on the message boards, if the Rumble Pack for Nintendcats would make you buy it or
Mr.
not.
Mr. Nintendo would definitely buy that.
Imagine a crazy cat lady with all of her cats in the nest.
Yeah, she could throw a cat.
She throws them out the window of her house at you, and then you take them home and love them.
Sounds like this crazy cat woman needs her own spin-off game.
I'd take care of the crazy cat woman before I take care of the cats. my favorite and least favorite story of the week by far involves Sony bashing Nintendo. Phil Harrison, what does he do for Sony again?
He's the VP of Studios.
He is the head butthead. He came out and he said some comments bashing Nintendo. I know bashing goes on in the industry, but this is less of mature like comments and more like message board rant or something.
More like children on a playground.
Yeah, I'll go through what he said. Phil Harrison said, and I quote, "The idea of a handheld rivalry with Nintendo is an irrelevance. Those formats don't appear in our planning. It's not a fair comparison. Not fair on them, I should stress. That sounds arrogant, maybe, but it's the truth." He also said, "Nintendo knows its target audience because it really narrowed that down. It's pretty much defined by a boy or girl's ability to admire Pokemon."
What?
Oh wait, he's got more. He says, "With the DS, it's fair to say that Nintendo stepped out of the technical race and went for a feature differentiation with the touchscreen. But I fear that it won't have a lasting impact beyond that of a gimmick, so the long-lasting appeal of the platform is at peril, and as a direct result of that." He doesn't really like Nintendo fans, and he doesn't like Pokemon, he doesn't like people that buy Nintendo, and he doesn't like the DS, so...
Perhaps we shouldn't like him at
all. Yeah, I think that might be the case. I think he's just really angry that the PSP isn't selling as well as I suggested.
Do all of you love Pokemon?
I like Pokemon. I don't love it, but like...
It was second on your list. You were like, they don't like the fans, or Pokemon, no security.
Well, Pokemon's the biggest handheld game that there is, so like, I understand that it can give Nintendo a kiddie image because a lot of young kids play it, but I still enjoy it, and I know there's other older people out there that enjoy it. But I don't think that it's right to bash anyone that plays the game. They enjoy the game, and it's not... That's not only Nintendo fans. Nintendo fans, I would say, are more for innovation and new types of gameplay and franchise characters that they don't just do the same thing with over and over again. They innovate with each new series and stuff like that. But
bottom line is, it goes to show that he has nothing to hold up against Nintendo.
Yeah.
If that's the worst he has to say about Nintendo and the DS, I mean, you know, he's just feeling threatened and he doesn't have anything to hold up against
it. It seems like he's scared and...
He should be.
They used the excuse that this is their first handheld on the market, but before it ever came out, they made the argument that handheld gaming has been in the gutters for years, and they were going to take it out and make it what it should be. And I just don't think the PSP came out with as much of a bang as they wanted. I'm sure when Grand Theft Auto comes out for it, people will buy it. Whatever, if you want to buy it, that's fine. But besides Grand Theft Auto and SOCOM, I'm not, like, I don't know what else is coming out that people are really looking forward to. Everything pretty much on the PSP seems to be a port of stuff that's already on the PS2, like a watered-down port, so...
Well, and listen, it plays music, I have an iPod, it plays movies, I have a DVD player, plays games, I have a DS, I don't need it.
I don't think people are really using their PSPs to listen to music because you gotta buy a memory card and that costs, if you want to hold a good size of music, that costs a pretty good amount of money. So you're already dropping $250 on the system, and then you spend another like $200 on a good sized memory card, and it's ridiculous.
And remind us, Romy, of how long the battery life is on the PSP?
My battery was so low on my PSP the other day that it wouldn't let me do the network upgrade because it didn't have enough power. So I charged it until it was full, did the network update, and it lasted for a little over 2 hours after that. So, not too much play. But it doesn't matter because there's no games out to play anyway, so...
Exactly.
Hey, but it is the most beautiful thing in the world.
That's true. Whether or not it's flawed and made wrong on purpose, it's still beautiful. So, you have to take that into account.
Yeah.
It seems like all the people at Sony are saying extremely crazy comments lately. Ken Kuratagi, the president of Sony's Computer Entertainment, has said a lot of crazy things like PS3 is going to cost a lot, it's going to be expensive, it's not for the regular household. He wants you to work overtime at your job to be able to get this thing, and wants that to be your motivation for working. So basically he wants you to work like 80-hour weeks and give all your money to Sony for the new PlayStation 3. Oh, and it's not a console, it's a home supercomputer. Keep that in mind.
We've got to have one.
I need one now.
Don't we already have that with the Xbox 360?
Yeah, that's the other thing. I don't know why Sony isn't... I understand that there's the rivalry for handhelds right now, but I don't understand why Sony isn't hyping or going after Microsoft more because the Xbox 360 is right around the corner. So, I don't know. It just seems like they're losing their mind and they're a little scared in the handheld race. We'll have to see how it fares later on in the year.
As well they should be.
Well, if Nintendo knows one thing, definitely, it's handhelds. They've been in that industry for a real long time, and they've pretty much kicked out every other competitor that's been there, so...
I just hope that Nintendo comes back with something. I mean, they can't just sit back and take this abuse. I want Miyamoto to come out with Samurai Sword and maybe slice Harrison's testicles off or something. That's some classic stuff. That's how it needs to be handled.
Well, Nintendo's usually very withdrawn as far as when comments like this are made. They usually keep to themselves. But Perrin Kaplan just made a comment about the Xbox 360. So maybe Nintendo will have something to say back about this, and perhaps you'll get your wish. So
let's hope.
I'll get my
let's hope that that man gets
wish.
His testicles cut off.
Yep. Testicles being cut off.
Even though I don't like the guy, I wouldn't wish that on him. But any of our listeners or readers, feel free to go out there and do that. We recommend it.
And if anybody can figure out a good way for us to get in touch with this lovely
gentleman. I was looking for the guy's email and I can't find it. There's a lot better people out there to look for that kind
home
of stuff.
Address, anything. You can get.
We're not saying bombing or anything. We're saying spamming, just calling and harassing emails, stuff like that. Also in news this week, we have an updated release list for games coming out on the GameCube. Mario Superstar Baseball comes out August 29th. A lot of people are looking forward to that one.
Right.
More of an arcadey baseball game, not really a simulation. So if you're a fan of the EA games, I wouldn't recommend it for like a deep experience, but still be fun. Battalion Wars for the GameCube is coming out September 19th. It's set in the Advance Wars worlds from Game Boy Advance. Series is really well respected. Had a couple great games on Game Boy Advance, and the new DS one is getting rave reviews too. And this one's going to be a real-time strategy instead of turn-based. So we'll have to see how it turns out. I'm really excited for that one. Speaking of Phil Harrison's favorite game, Pokemon XD Gale of Darkness will come out October 3rd. It's another RPG-ish adventure for the GameCube. Fire Emblem Path of Radiance is coming out October 17th. That's a huge title for Nintendo. Fire Emblem has only started coming to the US recently on the Game Boy Advance, and the series is one of Japan's favorite series, so they're bringing their newest one for GameCube over to America, so we should expect big things from that. All of us gamers can probably use a little exercise, so Nintendo's got their own version of Dance Dance Revolution called Dance Dance Revolution Mario Mix. You buy the pad with the game, it's $50, and they got a lot of, almost all the music is remixes of Nintendo songs from like regular Nintendo days up until now, so a lot of good stuff. And there's a lot of like old school power pad stuff, it's not all dancing. You can do the dancing, but there's stuff like running on logs, and stepping out of the way of things, and running races and stuff like that. Yeah, it'll be a lot of extra cool stuff.
Party game.
And there's an 8-bit remix of Darude's Sandstorm as well.
Sure, I'll confirm it. Mario Party 7 is coming out. Mario Party 7 has been confirmed to use the microphone just as a past one, so at least you'll have one other game to use the microphone for. The Mario Party series comes out really fast. A lot of people are getting tired of it, but the big news with this one is Hudson was dropped because Nintendo didn't like what they were doing with the series. So this one's completely made by Nintendo, so things might turn around with this one. Well, the other ones aren't bad, they've been getting a little repetitive, but this one might be a Switch, so we'll have to wait and see.
Yeah.
December 5th, Super Mario Strikers comes out. That's Nintendo's soccer game with all Mario characters, same kind of style as Mario Superstar Baseball. But soccer. So Mario's been doing a lot of sports lately. I don't know. I don't know if I'll buy a soccer game or not, just for the Nintendo characters. It'll be more arcadey. It won't be like Winning 11 or FIFA and stuff like that. But
we're going after Madden next.
Well, you didn't buy Mario Tennis. So.
I did. I bought Mario Tennis for the 64, but not for GameCube. That's a whole nother story.
We'll get into that another day.
You played it on the GameCube?
Yeah, it was crap.
You didn't like it? What was wrong with it?
Crap all over my court, and they're hitting me.
Oh, you don't like the extras?
No, the extras are ridiculous. I actually like playing like one-on-one regular courts, but
played the one for 64 teams a lot. So
yeah, that was good. The only way I play sports games is if Nintendo characters are in them.
Well, there you go. There's someone who will only play them if Nintendo characters are in them. So
I enjoy it helps bring over. It's so intense. It's not so technical.
Oh yeah, I like arcadey games. Like
super
I like
the market a lot.
Like I hate sports games, but I like Mario Golf, and I like Hot Shots Golf on the PlayStation.
Listen, it's like Community Athletics versus Pop Warner, you know? It's just fun. It's, you know, you go out for ice cream afterwards.
Yeah, the only problem is there enough in there for the hardcore sports gamer to enjoy?
No way.
I
also want to make another Mario is Missing.
Ooh, Mario is Missing. It'd be awesome on the DS. Yeah. That'd be awesome. Mario's Missing and a little Carmen Sandiego with Mario in it.
Carmen
awesome
Sandiego would be good. I like that.
Yeah. We need a new Carmen Sandiego game.
Where in the world is Carmen Sandiego?
Well,
where in the
world is Rockapella? Carmen Sandiego put out a new cartoon and it sucked, so she's gone. And Rockapella, I'm sure, is living in a huge, wonderful mansion singing to each other.
On an island somewhere. Ladies everywhere. That's how I picture my Rockapella.
You!
There'll be more reports on Rockapella next week because I'm sure people are interested. Next up, we have something that we did last week, but it wasn't with the correct person. While we thank Nikki Hill for his contribution last week. This contribution is from the originator, Do Michaels, and this is Do Michaels' Nintendo Rumor of the Week.
Woo!
Woo!
All right.
Yeah. Thank you. Please. First, I would like to personally thank Nikki for taking over and apologize to you guys. But now on to what, you know, Raw Meat is thinking is a rumor. It's not really. This is true. I'm obsessed with Miyamoto. I have been so since Nintendo first came out. I mean, I know all the news about this guy, and in fact, this is true. He for the revolution, for the new Mario game, he is looking for a real-life plumber to do the motion capturing for Mario on the Revolution, the new Mario game, and he has a contest set up. I think it's going to be like in The Wizard. They're going to play Super Mario 3, and whoever can beat the game the quickest, out of all the plumbers, that is. And you have to be a legitimate plumber. I mean, he's going to be checking papers and schooling and stuff. Licenses.
Butt crack.
Yeah, I mean, your butt crack needs to be out. I think, I'm not sure how many inches, but that's, it's all in the playbook.
Regulation butt crack.
And, yeah, so if you're a plumber and you want to get in on this, I mean, you can be the next Mario. I mean, it's going to be a lot of fun. You'll get to work with, you know, Japanese people who don't speak English, but, you know, you're going to be putting, like, the balls all over your body as far as motion capturing goes. And,
that's what I needed.
Guys, don't laugh, all right? If you're saying this is the truth.
Yeah, I mean, I'm dead serious. In fact, I've started going to school, you know, for this, because I want to be a plumber, just so I can
I, in fact, am sitting behind you, and I am seeing the regulation crack as we speak.
That's the first thing they teach you, is regulation crack, and also I've been boning up on my Super Mario Brothers 3 skills. I know where the whistles are, people. Okay?
Well, we wish Doom Michaels extremely good luck on his...
Thanks. Tryouts. Not needed, but thank you.
So, that was your Doom Michaels Nintendo Rumor of the Week.
Yeah! That was a good one. Best one.
Best first one the ever. First one. Keep a lookout for him on Mario 128 on the Revolution. We asked for some message boards questions this week, and we actually got some. We got six. Three by two contributors. I'd like that to pick up a little bit. I kind of advertise the message boards on every news post, so just go check it out. Putting up a new one for every podcast every week. Ask anything you want. So,
we know some good apple pie recipes.
A big thanks to someone and Elaine Meyer won on the message boards, and yes, his name is someone. So the questions that they want to ask us is, someone asks, how did we come to love Nintendo?
Well, it came over, brought us flowers, some chocolates, took us out to a real nice restaurant,
good
and
massage.
Then made such sweet love to me that after that,
wild
it was done. That was it.
And Mr. Bryan's Nintendo doesn't work anymore.
Oh. Something gummed up the works.
It was the chocolate.
It was love. Love gummed up the works. I got into Nintendo when the NES came out. My parents got me the NES package with The Adventures of Link and Super Mario 1 with Duck Hunt. And since then, it's been a love affair that I just can't quit. So, much like Mr. Bryan's. But my lady's still around to make love to you, so.
I actually came to love Nintendo, and it's helped me through the rest of my life as a young child. Maybe my hand-eye coordination wasn't up to snuff, so my mom and dad, being good people they were, thought maybe a little NES would improve the hand-eye coordination, and so it has, and I'm attributing all of my success in life to my NES.
Maybe you need a little bit more NES practice, you know, just to
keep the hand on.
Yeah, you know.
Sometimes I stab myself with scissors.
Nintendo was just too nice, so they came out with Nintendo just to make her really furious and yell at a bunch of people, and really just get her really violent, worked up.
Yeah, since you guys don't know, Nintendo is an extremely violent person. She's actually got a gun to all of our heads right now, and she does have that many arms. So this show is all run by her, really. Anybody else got a Nintendo love story, or are we good to go to the next question?
Well, there's always been a Nintendo in my house as long as I can remember, from the time I could start walking. And it was always Duck Hunt to shoot.
Well,
it's his story.
I wish I had the gun now.
It's not all of us make love to our Nintendos, but you should. Someone also asked, what was the deal with the GameSpot's takeover of Cinematech this weekend? If you guys don't know, Cinematech is a show on G4 that's just basically game trailers. And the wording on their website said that there was going to be a revolution. So, of course, that's a big buzzword, and everybody got excited that there was going to be revolution information or trailers on Cinematech. So I saw all four episodes, and it was nothing but regular game trailers just handpicked by GameSpot. So it was nothing special. The last episode had, like, different music selections and stuff, but that's it. No revolution information. Someone also asked, what exactly happened at the Christmas Comes Early this year event? If you didn't read about Christmas Comes Early this year, was an event that was held in London involving Nintendo, and nobody knew exactly what it was going to be about. So anytime Nintendo has a press conference that's talked about and details aren't out about it, everybody thinks it's revolution. So, including myself. So the event happened, and basically they showed off their lineup for this Christmas, like the DS stuff, GameCube stuff, all that stuff, and apparently there was a lot of beer drinking and stuff like that, so it's just a big get-together for mucky mucks in the industry, so nothing came out about Revolution there either. Moving on to Elaine Meyer's question, Elaine Meyer 1, he says, do we think the Revolution specs will be close to the Xbox 360?
Not really. I mean, didn't they say it was going to be three times as powerful?
They said, that came out right at E3, and they said it was going to be 2 to 3 times more powerful, but apparently Perrin Kaplan said that. Vice President of, like, marketing and stuff, and she was just saying that based on what she saw on the screen, she has, like, no, like, technical whatever, and Nintendo said that statement's not true. They came out and said disregard that statement. So as far as the actual graphics, I don't know, like, part of me still believes that statement, but part of me doesn't believe it. So Iwata said when we see it, we'll say wow. I don't know what the wow is going to be. We don't know how different the Revolution is going to be. It could be 3D graphics. It could be any number of rumors out there. So hopefully it'll be comparable, if not better, to the Xbox 360. As far as PlayStation 3, I really have no idea. It's just one of those things where it's too early to call. We'll have to wait until more information comes out.
We'll have to wait and see.
There's a lot of waiting, but a lot of things to think about while we're waiting. So, of course, Elaine Meyer had to ask a question about that damn Spawn site.
Wait,
I'm going to go back to it.
All right.
He asked us if we trust Spawn, and wants to know if we can trust them. As I said,
trust
as we said,
no one.
I don't trust them.
The X-Files.
I think they're going to luck out, and it's going to be announced on that day, just based on what's come out so far as information. And as far as I'm actually getting it from a source... one of the blogs that's linked off my site, Falafel Kid's blog, which you're all familiar with, he says that he talked to the guy at their site that said, that broke the news, and he said, it's from a good source, like an official source, so as, he thinks it's a true story. As far as me trusting that site, I don't, so.
Miyamoto came to him in a dream.
You never know.
Do not press Spawn.
Could have happened. Now the question that I skipped, why don't you read this one, Mother Brain?
Alright, Elaine Meyer 1, he or she, let's not assume.
I'm sorry.
Elaine.
I'm sorry. Ooh, is there a girl on our site?
Hey!
I'm a girl.
That'd be awesome, you don't count.
Hey!
No, she's I mean like people that, people that I don't know that come to the site.
Maybe you know Elaine Meyer
1. Now I feel bad, now I'm gonna feel bad because if it is a girl, I made her upset, and if it isn't...
Elaine Meyer, we love you. Whatever. And Elaine Meyer asks, will we still buy the Revolution if it's $300?
Yes.
No.
Yes.
Woo, yes.
I'm joking.
No. Yes. I mean, yes.
Perhaps we should rephrase the question. How far are you willing to go?
Millions.
Wow.
All right. As far as Nintendo's concerned...
I don't think they're going to sell that much.
As far as Nintendo's concerned, they always come in... They usually come in lower than the competition. I expect the price to be between $250 and $300. If it's more than $300, I'll be really surprised, but...
But you'll buy one.
As far as a hardcore fan I am, I'll definitely buy it. I mean, if it gets to be like $700 or something, I'll still get it.
Hmm. I mean, you know, it'd be interesting to see, and I think that Nintendo has a good handle on how far their fans are willing to go and how much they are willing to spend, and I think they take that into consideration as opposed to Sony saying, we want you to, you know, have a second mortgage on your house in order to buy our system. I think Nintendo cares enough to know what their fans are willing to put out for a system.
Well, this could be a huge, this could have a huge impact on the other two systems when they come out, too, because if Revolution is coming out with backwards compatibility, and at like $100-$150 cheaper price than Xbox or PlayStation 3, then a lot of people might look for that as their first system or their companion system to whatever one they already bought. So I think with a lower price point, it could really help them out.
Well, bottom line is pretty much everybody sitting around this table is going to own one, no matter what, eventually.
I'm getting a second mortgage on my house and buying a PS3.
I think the PS3 is it like takes care of you and stuff like that. Like it's an actual supercomputer.
It's a robotic maid.
Yeah, it's gonna get me soda and
it's like Rosie from the Jetsons.
It's gonna wipe my mouth and play Grand Theft Auto 90.
Well, thank you very much to someone, and boy or girl, Elaine Meyer, one, for your questions. Let's give them a round of applause.
Hooray! You make us feel loved.
Yes.
Hooray!
You do make us feel loved.
Keep up the good work.
And we need love. So, if nobody else posts any questions, we demand that you post them for next week. So, that's it for the show today. Thank you to everyone for listening. Thank you for all the new subscribers on iTunes. We really appreciate it. Make sure you check out the site at nintendonow.blogspot.com. There's comments, there's a message board, a weekly podcast, reviews, editorials, all the news that's out there. Anything Nintendo will be there. No advertisements too, except one Google one, so it's a nice clean site. Have a little personal note here. This will be Nintendo's last show for a while. She's going back to college, everybody.
Aww. So, Nintendo will be here in spirit.
Believe it or not, that makes her very angry. But she'll be back during the year sometime. She'll pop in and out, and whenever she's around, I'm sure she'll do the show. So, Nintendo, we're going to miss you.
Pimping all over the world. Pimping all over the world.
Peace out, Nintendo.
She'll be back. Oh, yeah. Did everybody want to say the name of their Nintendo?
Yes!
Alright, my dog's name is Martha. That's all I'm saying, because everybody says I speak too highly of the dog, so that's it.
Martha! Martha, love you! Martha and the NES.
I cannot help it if Martha's the best dog.
Martha gets love like the NES. Mother Brain over here has two Nintendogs, my first being Rufus.
Rufus sucks.
And Rufus is the dumbest dog known to man. And the second one is Doodle, and she's the second dumbest animal known to man.
Rufadoodle.
Mickey Hill here with a beautiful little beagle, girl, female. Her name is Kyoko.
A lovely little
bitch.
What
does that mean?
It means happy child. Because that's what she
He thinks it's a people.
She eats dinner with me.
Yeah, actually, Nikki Hill told me this is a true story, that he was driving extra careful the other day because he didn't want to get into a car accident. Not for him or the car, but because his DS was with
no,
him.
No, because my puppy was with me.
You had it in sleep mode, right?
It's so cute. Yes.
You big softy.
That is not a rumor, people. That's true.
That is true.
That's 100% true.
Craig!
Do.
Yeah, my first dog is a German Shepherd, and his name, he's named after a great, great actor. You guys might know
him. Affleck?
No. Depardieu is his name. Named after Gerard. And then I have another dog, a Shetland Sheepdog, and his name is Odell, after a redneck who worked on a show where, kind of like a QVC style show where, you know, a guy stabbed himself by mistake with a katana blade that broke.
Yeah, if any of you guys surf the net and check out all the weird videos, College Humor had it up, E-Bounds World had it up, I'm sure you guys have seen it.
And we're done. Okay, we're gone.
I was
going
to say something else. Also, a reminder, tomorrow, New York City at the Nintendo World Store is Dog Days of Summer for girls that are interested in Nintendogs. You could go there. They have people from Teen People there, the magazine, showing you tricks on how to train the dogs. They have Nintendo, I guess, professionals, you call them, showing you how to train the dogs and how to get them to listen. Free stuff, free giveaways, there's competitions.
Mother Brain will be there with Rufus and Doodle.
I hear...
Get down there.
Are you really going to be there?
Stupid girls should like it on their own.
We might be there tomorrow,
and
I don't
it's
know.
It's possible that Rami and Mother Brain...
If you're going tomorrow and you have a DS, bring it. And if we're there, we'll have our DS on and meet us in PictoChat and we can get together. But I'm not sure
like
if we're going.
It'll be like a meeting! A special gathering!
So we can meet all of our one fans.
Two
fans!
All of our...
Three
fans. Oh, we have no fans. I don't know if we're going or not. If we are, I'll post something on the site tomorrow before we go. But other than that, it's been a big news week for Nintendo. We hope we talked about everything you wanted us to. And if you have anything to say about the show or any comments, feel free to head over to message boards and talk about whatever you want.
And I'd just like to be sappy and say that I hope everyone enjoys listening to us as much as we enjoy
speaking for you.
Oh. Yeah.
So on that crappy note, we are out of here. We'll be back next week. More news. Hopefully, same amount of people and more fun.
Until then, go love your NES.
Woo!
Nintendo!
Lots of love.
The mic wasn't on.